This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa, mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
A survey shows that 30% of people are dissatisfied with their wedding proposal. So if you had to give your proposal a letter grade, and I will read the comments, but I know I've made you tell this story a million times, but yes. I really do love the way you proposed to Sue.
See, I'm tough on myself anyway. I think I gave myself a C.
No.
Because it was on Christmas Eve and it was in a Christmas card.
I know, but I think that's beautiful.
Okay, well, thanks. Sue wasn't expecting it at that moment. You know, we were definitely talking about it. But when she opened up the card, something in the card, it was a Christmas card that had a little spring on it.
Right.
So my proposal kind of popped out at her. Yeah.
I think that is so cute. And
so
it's
what,
so
B minus,
you guys.
Then?
I think A plus, because here's the thing. It's
yes.
So you guys. It's not over the top.
Right.
It's not pretentious. It's not froofy. It's exactly how you are. You're just in the moment with each other and you caught her off guard. I think you executed that perfectly.
Thanks, Liz.
Karen said A plus because it was at Cinderella's castle at Walt Disney World
okay.
when fireworks
right.
started. Karen, that is magical. Rebecca said, I give it an F, but 20 years later, we're still together and he treats me like a princess. Hmm. She said the proposal, the fancy wedding, the weather on your wedding day, none of that matters in the long run. She said, I know so many people who had the most romantic proposals mm-hmm. and yep. fancy weddings and they're divorced in a few years.
And there's a lot of pressure on guys to do something over the top because you see all these big proposals and engagements on social media. They're all staged and
sure.
there's cameras everywhere.
And it's not just guys. Like a lot of proposals go both ways a lot
right.
now. It's pressure on anybody who mm-hmm. wants to propose.
Sure. It's just like a lawyer in a court of law. Never ask a question unless you know what the answer is going to be.
Yes.
If you're, this could go either way. No, that's a no-win situation.
Totally.
Yeah, just like those big Jumbotron proposals.
Oh.
Make sure it's a total lock.
Listen to Uncle Rocky.
Yep.
How do you feel about rings and food?
I had the ring
in
the food.
I had
no.
the ring in the chocolate mousse.
No, there's
it's like, well, now it's in her colon.
Or the busboy got it. No, don't mess around with the ring. Yeah, I don't like this. I'm going to
no.
give it to the waitress, and she's going to slide it over. A lot can go wrong.
The waitress is in a pawn shop now, laughing at you.
Yes.